My name is Michael Edward Stouch, and the statue you're looking at is called Night, by my great-great-grandfather Edward Stouch. I'm a music teacher, and the music you're hearing is a composition of my own entitled Grandfather's Statue Nocturne.
When I first saw Night, I was taken by its graceful form and a haunting quality, which has never really left me.
The shroud is symbolic of Night.
My name is Charles Mather, and I am chairman of the Fairmount Park Art Association.
My name is Stephen C. Lane. I am a sculptor working in Philadelphia.
We have over 100 pieces in our collection, and the first sculpture that we donated to the city was Night, put in place in 1872.
It's very serene, but it is also sad. Night is a really good title in that sense because it does feel like the end of something.
Edward Stouch was born in Germany in 1828.
Germany at that time was not a democracy. It was individual kingdoms, and freedom of speech as we see it was not guaranteed. My name is Hardy von Auenmüller. I'm the chairman of the German Society of Pennsylvania.
A people's revolution in 1848 failed to topple the aristocracy. Edward was 20 at the time.
Between 1845 and 1855, over a million people came from Germany, mostly for political reasons.
The records from Ellis Island show that my great-great-grandfather arrived in America on October 4th, 1852. Like many Germans, he settled in Philadelphia, and for the next 8 years, it seemed his career as an artist took off.
We have been able to learn a bit from the files of the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts.
He exhibited his sculptures at the Academy in 1856 through 1858.
And he was one of the representatives at the National Convention of American Artists, sponsored by Congress.
He achieved another high point when he designed a medal for the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. But then the Civil War arrived.
Edward Stouch was drafted into the Union Army.
He served as a medic at Mount Pleasant Hospital in Washington, D.C., and was assigned to make medical drawings of wounded soldiers. According to our family lore, Edward was assigned to draw germs while looking through a microscope, and he contracted diphtheria in this way and died of the disease before the war was over.
When we think of just how long it takes to perfect this art, for this artist to have passed in his mid-30s just shows all the more promise in what he may have done.
It's a great tragedy that Edward Stouch did not make more sculptures. Looking at Night, you can see what a talented sculptor he was.
It feels as though she would carry this drapery over her head and end the day or end this life.